Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You can join the over 100,000 Browns fans who are registered members of the Browns Backers Worldwide Fan Club. Receive merchandise discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. We got so much for you in this hour. It's jam-packed. We're going to hear from Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic in about 10 minutes or so. He's going to break down what you need to know about Todd Bowles, a candidate reportedly being interviewed by the Browns today here in Cleveland. So he covers the Cardinals and covers Todd and knows a lot about him. We're going to have our Fearless Friday forecast at the bottom of the hour to talk some playoffs. In the meantime, Nathan, let's go get some phone calls. 216-578-0850. We'll start with our buddy Don in Ashland. Hello, Don.
Hey, how are you guys doing on this Frigid Friday?
Excellent. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, my take on everything that's going on as far as the coaching and everything like that, I completely agree with you guys as far as North Turner. I think he did a phenomenal job here in Cleveland with the limited resources he had on offense. So if it's me and I'm Joe Banner and I'm looking at the situation as far as upgrading the team as far as coaching, I mean, I would have tried to, squash whatever problems I had with North Turner and not look at a head coach with an offensive mindset, but somebody like Lovie Smith who has a defensive mindset. Because if you look at the season, the way it panned out and the way we fell apart, it was more, in my opinion, the defense that had the problem throughout the season than our offense. So I don't know what you guys think about that, but if it's me and I'm looking at it as far as a coaching standpoint, I try to save North Turner and get a head coach with a defensive background.
Yeah, I agree. I think if I were to look at the two sides of the ball and say which side I was more impressed with ultimately at the season's end, it would be the job North Turner did with the offense. And I, like you, I was a little bit disappointed with the way the defense performed down the stretch, allowing multiple passing touchdowns in 11 straight games to close out the season. Also failing to get stops when they needed it the most, the third worst third down percentage in the league, the worst in the AFC. And that was a problem to me. And I think that I would agree with you. I thought the deep offense, ultimately, when you look at the talent and investment that was made on the offense versus that made on the defense, I think the offense outperformed expectations given the lack of a running game once Trent Richardson was traded, given the underperformance of Greg Little and Devon Bess, and giving all the turmoil at the quarterback position. I think it was an unbelievable job done by North Turner, yes. And I think, to me, that's the one part of this that I'm the saddest about, is that it seems like North Turner's time here, and Jason Lockenfora said it in the first hour, basically, that his ship has sailed.
Yeah, one of my initial thoughts, and maybe it was more, I know it was more wishful thinking, was that Norv would be considered or have a crack at becoming the head coach. That is not going to be the case at all. But I thought if they were going to make the move they made in such short order, that they might go that direction because of what we all saw that was obvious, the progress that was made there. I think the fact that they aren't says probably as much, probably says less about the feelings toward Norv and the job he did and more about this desire for out-of-the-box innovation. And that's really not what Norv was about. Norv's system has been Norv's system. He's dialed this up, the same thing he's done for years, more or less. There's been some honing and refinement through the years, but it's essentially at the core what he's done for a long, long time. That isn't what Jimmy Haslam or Joe Banner want to see out of the coaching staff of the Browns. They want more innovation, more out of box stuff. And do we know for a fact that all the candidates they are looking at bring that? And the answer probably is no. We can guess and say that guys like Gus Malzahn, just because it's a college coach with no NFL background, James Franklin to a certain extent, although he has some NFL background, that they bring more of that type of thinking. And maybe to some extent you could say that about Josh McDaniels. But honestly, what Josh McDaniels does, that New England system has been pretty consistent for a long, long time and operates as it operates. It's not, new under the sun. What makes it great is that a guy named Tom Brady works at it, and he's the guy, he runs it, and he's the guy that Josh McDaniels gets to coach. So in the case of a Josh McDaniels, that's where maybe some of that thinking. Now, Adam Gase, a little more of that outside-the-box stuff. Again, he has the incredible Peyton Manning to work with, but it's still the ideas that you want to look at as much as anything else. Bob on a cell joins us now. Hello, Bob.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
We're good.
Well, good. I got one statement to make. The problem with the Cleveland Browns is one person. His name is Joe Banner. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's still trying to get even with Joel Lurie because he wouldn't give him control of the 53-man roster. And even Banner said at a news conference with Haslam, every player I picked played. This guy is a complete phony, and he's ruining the Browns. They will never go anywhere with him as president and general manager.
Okay, you spoke your mind. I'll interject this much. On this show last week, Joe Banner told us, Nathan and I, to the question of how they were going to, like with regard to roster control, was the specific question. If a candidate wanted that, does that eliminate him more or less, or how would they handle that? He said, his words were, that there was no structure that would prevent a candidate from being considered, that he basically left it open, as I understood it, Nathan, left it open to a coach who wanted that, but then who wanted roster control or involvement in picking players. But he was also quick to add that the majority of coaches who are interested in jobs or who either have jobs or are looking for jobs in the NFL don't want to be bothered with the they want input, but they don't want to be bothered with the whole selection process, studying film, et cetera, et cetera.
I think that's true, and I think that one of the reasons that you're hearing such a strong link to Josh McDaniels is because philosophically he and Michael Lombardi would be on the same page, and Michael Lombardi, Joe Banner, therefore, I think would all be on the same page with the coaching staff, et cetera. And I think that's one of the reasons that you're hearing his name so much, in addition to the fact that he has presided over a pretty darn good offense for a while in New England. But you're right, and Joe Banner certainly made it very clear that was not something that would preclude a candidate from being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
I am not shocked whatsoever that we get a call like that about Banner, because I've heard the criticism of Joe very heavy in social media. I've read it, I should say. We've heard it before on this show, on other shows, etc. There's a lot of bashing going on, and people want to point to that, you know, right to him. And look, until something better than 4-12 shows up, that is going to come down on him. He sits there and basically understands that and accepts it. Now, the one thing I will say, for if I don't even want to say this is in the interest of balance, but I think it's worth saying, is that some of the positioning that this team has right now, with the ability to add players, young and old, in terms of the draft with the 10 picks and so forth, the salary cap room and how that was created to get this team in the range of $30 to $40 million under the cap. That's a significant part of trying to build your program in a good way. Now, if you don't do the right things with that, if you don't spend it the right way, all that is numbers and doesn't mean anything.
Correct.
So let's see how it goes
from here. But if you do, it gives you the opportunity to turn things around in a massive fashion and to turn them around quickly as well.
No question. Kent Summers is going to join us next. He is from the Arizona Republic. He covers the Cardinals, and we're going to talk some Todd Bowles with him, possible candidate for the Browns head coaching job. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.